Hello everyone, welcome to DSM-5 Simplified. In today's episode, we will explore the fascinating world of mental health. I am your host Ishita, and today we have a deeply important and enlightening topic to discuss, neurodevelopmental disorders. These are a group of conditions that affect a person's brain development and functioning, and they can have a profound impact on individuals and their families. Let's start by defining what neurodevelopmental disorders are and why they are so important to understand. Neurodevelopmental disorders are a group of conditions that typically manifest early in development and primarily affect brain function and brain development. These disorders can affect a wide range of abilities, including communication, social interaction, and behavior. They include conditions like autism spectrum disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, intellectual disabilities, and specific learning disorders. First on our list is autism spectrum disorder, ASD, a complex developmental condition that affects social interaction, communication, and behavior. Individuals with ASD might display challenges in understanding and responding to social cues, difficulty with verbal and nonverbal communication, repetitive behaviors, and intense interests in specific topics. Autism spectrum disorder often presents itself in early childhood, with symptoms ranging from mild to severe. Some individuals may have exceptional skills in certain areas, such as music, math, or art, while others might face challenges in basic daily activities. Now moving on, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, is another common neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. Children and adults with ADHD might have trouble focusing, organizing tasks, and controlling impulsive behaviors. ADHD can significantly impact academic and occupational performance as well as relationships. While some individuals may primarily struggle with attention difficulties, others may experience more pronounced hyperactivity or impulsivity. Next, we have intellectual disability, a condition characterized by limitations in intellectual functioning and adaptive behavior. People with this disorder may have difficulties with learning, problem solving, and daily life skills, such as communication and self-care. Intellectual disability can vary in severity, with individuals falling into different levels of support needs. Early intervention and tailored education approaches are crucial in helping individuals with intellectual disability to reach their full potential. Furthermore, we must address specific learning disorders, which affects a person's ability to acquire and use academic skills. These disorders can manifest as difficulties in reading, writing, or mathematics. Specific learning disorders can often go undetected, leading to challenges in academic performance and self-esteem. Recognizing these difficulties early on and implementing specialized educational strategies can greatly improve outcomes for individuals with these disorders. Lastly, we have Tourette syndrome, a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by repetitive, involuntary movements and vocalizations called tics. These tics can range from simple, sudden movement to complex, coordinated actions and vocalizations. Tourette syndrome can have a significant impact on a person's social and emotional well-being, often leading to challenges in social interactions and academic or occupational settings. While there is no cure, various therapies and interventions can help manage symptoms and improve quality of life. Understanding the complexities of neurodevelopmental disorder is vital in providing support and fostering inclusivity within our communities. By recognizing the unique strengths and challenges of individuals with these conditions, we can work towards creating a more empathetic and accommodating society. So by now, many of you are curious to know about the breakthroughs or research findings in the field of neurodevelopmental disorder. Let me tell you, research in this field is ongoing, and there have been significant strides in understanding the biological and genetic underpinnings of these disorders. Advances in early intervention and personalized therapies offer hope for improved outcomes and better quality of life for those affected. So that wraps up today's episode of DSM-5 Simplified.